back like they never left.
Oz and Jay.
Vibe.
How did you spend, if I may ask, Valentine's Day? Did you do anything special?
Jack all.
Netflix and chill?
I don't believe it. Nothing.
Yeah.
I think we even watched things in separate rooms. No, we didn't. We watched something together, but...
Sorry.
But yeah, I just don't believe in it. It's a marketing ploy. Sorry, I don't want to be that guy.
Yes. We get it.
When I was young, obviously, I fell into the trap.
But, been there, done that, right? Yeah, kind of thing.
I mean, I want to spend money.
Exactly. Plus,
yeah, let me get you a dozen roses for 60 euros. That'll be dead tomorrow.
Plus,
thanks.
Oz is building a rooftop palazzo right now. So yeah. these extra expenditures are unnecessary.
You know, Jay, you know? I got to tell you about something I saw this week. And I was, you know, I'm on my motorcycle, obviously, okay? And I think I was cruising to work or something. And I look at this car in front of me, and it's got this sticker. And it was so unique, it just stuck in my head.
Was it on the bumper or the window?
It was on the window.
Okay.
It was on the window. And it said, it had a very cool design, too, but it said, "Stay feral."
Feral. A feral cat.
So I'll give the description, the dictionary description for people who don't know. It's especially of an animal, and it's in a wild state, especially after escape from captivity or domestication.
So basically, this guy or girl is telling the world, stay wild, stay undomesticated.
Yeah, but you know, it's such a nerdy word, feral. It's
feral,
like,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
I was in I had a split mind at that moment. I was like, oh, that's really cool. And
wait,
unique,
wait a second.
But it's also very uncool because it's such a nerdy, you know, sort of word. And I was like, I had mixed feelings, Jay. That's all I can say.
I had the same instance happen to me last weekend. My wife was in Rome with her girlfriends.
Right.
And I sent her this picture of an actual car.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Miss Malta yet? And she was, I might need a little bit of an sound effect. It had sort of this woman's eyes winking on.
Right.
It
was a sticker.
It was a wheel cover.
Oh wow!
Because it had one of those spare wheels, like a truck.
Yep.
And it had my life, my rules, kind of like Stay Feral. But then on the top left, in a big white sticker, it said Lucky.
I still go back to the best one I've ever seen in my entire life,
which was
in Malta. Stuff your jealousy.
That's the classic. That's the OG.
That's the OG.
Besides the lipstick on the...
Oz and Jay.
On Vibe.
Let's talk about insults.
Yeah.
I'm quite good at them most of the time.
I've been told that I'm pretty good at them too.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that you and me, I don't know which way it would have gone, but gold and silver.
Yeah.
Gold and silver
well,
medal.
I tell you what, one year you'd have the gold, maybe another year I'd have the gold.
Yeah,
but like, exactly. Like Messi and Ronaldo with the golden boot.
Yeah, who ends up the winner though? That's what over the span of the career.
Overall,
yeah.
Isn't Messi in the lead? I don't even know.
And Messi total. Is short and you're short.
There you go.
And
so
Ronaldo's
I'm the Messi.
Tall and I'm tall.
So I've got the World Cup and you got Jack. See, there's
damn
an,
Portugal.
There's an insult right there without having
absolutely.
To use a profanity.
Yeah, so we're looking for insults without using any swearing and also in a very clever and intelligent way.
I like this.
I'll give you an example, a few examples. I envy the people who haven't met you. It's, you know, it's a lot
very
of smoke
subtle.
And mirrors that, but
and,
yeah.
Yeah, and to maybe someone who's not on the same intellectual level as you it might take them some time to figure that out, and when they do, you'll be long gone.
Absolutely. I like this one. Wisdom chases you, but you are faster. That's basically calling someone dumb.
This is a bad one. It's there's no profanity in it, but it's from one of my favorite all-time movies.
Go on then.
Did your mother have any children that lived?
Ouch. That was from a movie, wasn't it?
Yes, it
How
was.
Funny. I've got one or two more examples that we can share. I do like insults. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I think they're kind of funny. You're like a cloud. When you disappear, it's a beautiful day. Do you like that?
Yeah, that kind of reminds me of your teeth are like stars. Mm. They come out at night.
What about this one? I'm not saying you're wrong, but have you considered not talking?
I like that. You actually always tell me something similar. I'm not saying that you're wrong.
But you're wrong.
But you're wrong. That's one of Oz's go-tos for me.
I'll do one last one because I really like this one. This is really insulting. I'd explain it to you. But I left my crayons at home.
Oz and Jay.
Here we go.
Five. Yours in my day, there was no social media. There was no internet, really and truly. There was, you know.
We were at the dawn of the internet.
Early 90s.
96, 97? 96.
Something like that. Anyway, when we were late teenagers and just getting into the whole dating scene, you had to approach someone face to face.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It was none of this, I'll send you a message.
Yeah.
There wasn't even text messages.
Well,
there was a phone with a huge dial. No, I'm talking about when we were in teens, 15, 16 years old, right?
Back in those days, no.
Yeah,
you literally had to call the person and ask her or him.
Or approach them face to face.
That's how
it was.
Shall we meet at the mall?
Well, as you know, now it's quite different. There's a lot of, you know, people interacting online, social media, and they get together or organize dates based on their interactions on social media. Well, statistics. Apparently 45% of men now aged between 18 and 25 have never approached a woman in person for a date. Can you believe that?
Almost half?
Almost half.
That's almost as many people in Malta who don't believe in evolution.
Yeah, it could be. I'm not going down that road, though. Let's go to another statistic.
It's a stat, Oz.
It's a stat. I'm going to another statistic, Jay, okay? While 74% of women aged 25 and below expressed a desire to be approached more often.
Come on, 18 to 25-year-old men. Nearly three-quarters of ladies,
man,
25 and younger are waiting for you.
And I got to tell you this, guys, and this is the truth, I promise you. On social media, when you're chatting, you really don't know what's on the other end.
Yeah, that's also
so
true.
So you might get stabbed, kidnapped, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anything could happen. She might be cray-cray.
Or he,
whichever way.
Or they. You don't know.
Again, you just don't know. You just don't know. So let's turn back the clock.
Yeah.
Let's do it as it should be. You got to approach someone, start a conversation, you know, take it slow, make a date, and if all goes well at the end of the night, you'll be smiling.
Yes, a big smile.
Big smile.
Like Oz's son 5 years ago at Stoke City.
Yeah.
Massive smile.
For different reasons, but yes.
You know who I think in this age bracket who doesn't have a problem?
Yeah, tell
me. It's our Kurt Borich. I'm sure he has no problem.
Kurt, he's a player, that guy. I mean, I'm telling you. It's just a shame it's so small.
But going, Kurt, too.
That's what I said.
His stature.
That's what I said.
Just going back to that statistic, 74% of women age 25 and below express the desire to be approached more often.
Yeah, I mean, that's a signal, guys.
Come on.
Don't be a douche. Don't be a loser. Get your courage going. It builds character.
Slap yourself a couple of times and get out there. Just do it.
You know, when you hear 10 no's, that 11th thing, the yes, it's so much better. So it's so much more rewarding. Yes. Yeah?
Of course, results may go up or down. Oz and Jay do not guarantee any action on a weekend.
Oz and Jay.
Here we go.
We're going to shift our focus to Valentine's Day tips. It's over now.
Yes,
obviously.
Yes. But there's a lot of Valentine's Day weekend things because some people had to work last
night.
That's
true. That's right? Very, very true. Very, very true. And plus, I think in general, this is a good tip for normal life.
Yes.
Personally speaking, okay? So, and I must admit that, and you can imagine this and get a visual if you like.
Yeah.
I partake in this also, okay?
Oh, wait. Is this safe?
It is safe. Yes, yes.
I don't trust you.
Say the word naked, but the rest is safe.
Because when you say things like I partake in this, I get scared.
No, don't be scared, Jay. Don't be scared.
I'm going to change the music here to get into the mood.
Okay.
Can I?
Sure. I know you love this sort of thing. What am I meditating now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, listen, the tip is this. Apparently, okay, science has told us that couples that sleep naked are happier.
Really?
Yeah, I got to admit, there's nothing like having your nether region pursed up against a nice clean sheet. It's just it's one of those things in life that you just need to partake in.
I think I found better music for this.
Thank you.
All right. Now
you don't do it, I assume, though.
I do sleep naked sometimes.
Does your wife encourage it or she hates it?
She doesn't discourage it.
Do you know what my wife
says? But she doesn't partake in
it. You know what my wife says?
Yeah.
I mean, I do shower, and I make sure, you know, I've got one of those long toilet brush things I can get everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. You know? You're a loofah, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, I can get under that.
Is that a toilet brush?
I can take care of the undercarriage, no problem.
Now, your wife, I presume, is like my wife.
Yeah,
oh, the horns are here. They sleep with more clothes than an Everest mountain climber.
Yeah, I think there's sort of somewhere between 8,000 and 3,000 layers. ridiculous. That would would make me so nervous. Yeah. I mean, I get nervous wearing one layer or even boxers.
You know,
it makes me nervous. I just like to be free.
You like to be free. Yeah. I get it. I'm like that when I go make a number two, Oz.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I have to pick it up off the floor, but otherwise it's good.
In my dreams.
Yes, in everybody's dreams. So if you want to get closer, if you want a stronger relationship with your partner.
Sleep naked.
Sleep naked.
Simple.
Them's the rules. We're not making them up. Come on.
Jay, you're my partner on air. Does that mean we have to... I'm just asking because I felt weird all of a sudden.
Can you not do that?
Well, we've been abroad. We've stayed in the same room before.
We have, actually.
We've done Gozo farmhouses and all that. But we never slept together, I don't think. No,
are you sure?
I don't know. I'm hoping so. I might have blocked it out on purpose.
Oz and Jay.
Here we go.
Five.
Question, Jay. Which sibling, not you, but the other people now.
Yes.
Which sibling are you? Are you an only child? Were you born second, third, fourth? Because we checked out an Instagram post by @FactBytes, okay, FactBytes, that highlights a study finding that in families with two or more children, the second-born child is 25 to 40% more likely than their older sibling to encounter certain challenges and have certain troubles.
Really?
I think I can confirm. I am a troubled, have been, and always will be a troubled individual.
I can't tell if my second-born is troubled in any way.
He's troubled.
He's exuberant.
I know him very well. The guy is troubled.
Troubled? Right? My eight-year-old is troubled?
Oh, no, I'm talking about your brother. Sorry. I'm talking about your brother. Your brother is troubled.
Okay, I got you.
I'm pretty sure it's all your fault, by the way, okay? Just for the record.
Oh, my God.
Mark, if you're listening, I'm sure you're going to get in touch and say, man, you are so right.
We used to play some pretty rough games and some mind games as well.
I'm quite sure.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
So what's up with your kids? How does it work out with your kids?
Well, I know that my second child gives zero... About anything.
About anything.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
But your first child seems pretty troubled as well. And once again, I'm going to blame you.
Yeah. My wife blames me.
For everything.
It may be a sensitive subject. Yeah. His team just lost 2-0, okay? Well,
The under 12s?
Under 13s.
Under 13s?
Under 13s.
Don't worry, Slim, a boy's under 13s. There's always the next game.
Yes.
It's all about what you take from the game and what you can bring to the next game.
They're doing quite well, though. They also got slammed last weekend.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it was their first loss.
Right. Okay.
So it was tough. Well, it was a tough one to take.
They'll grow from this. I'm looking at my kids, and like my firstborn, he's pretty okay. He's pretty, you know, sensible sometimes, and pretty well behaved. My second, who's my daughter, who I love to bits, just in case there was going to be any debate about that.
Yeah.
She's a handful. She's a real handful. She's got such a strong character. And she's such a strong young woman that I want to throw her out the house most of the time.
Okay, but I think that's going to develop into a good thing for her, yeah?
I think so. The one thing I'm proud of is that nobody's ever going to get one over her. In fact, she's going to get one over everybody.
In fact, Oz has already put aside a little kitty for some professional help for whoever she marries.
Correct, yeah.
Act like they never left.
Oz and Jay.
Vibe.